Eureka is continuing a trend of taking stances on political issues, this time by readying a resolution opposing Venezuela-related U.S. military attacks. Doing so came in response to public comment requesting it at the December 2nd Eureka City Council meeting. U.S. military attacks on alleged drug transport boats from Venezuela are under intense criticism with their legality in question. President Trump has said a next step is to carry out military attacks on land-based targets in Venezuela. The council meeting's public speakers described the recent military actions as part of the history of an immoral warmongering country. David Haney was one of several speakers from a group called the Humboldt Anti-War Committee.
This colonial looting is happening in broad daylight. The United States is never bringing freedom. It is always marching like the invading army of resource-hungry vultures that it is, treating an entire sovereign nation as a buffet for its corporations. I'm going to talk about doctrines, and this is an age-old doctrine: steal their oil, crush their economy, and pretend it's humanitarian. It is shameless. Imperial entitlement is what it is.
Another anti-war committee member said U.S. foreign policy, quote, has never improved the lives of anyone besides weapon contractors, hedge funds, and desperate politicians who refuse to meet the needs of their people and seek relevance through scapegoating millions of dead innocent people. Others said it's important for Eureka to take a stance against, quote, imperialism that has been brought on Venezuela, end quote, blood for oil with our tax dollars going to fund it. A man who identified himself as a Eureka teacher questioned U.S. priorities.
We need more funding for schools. Like, back in May, I went to the Fight for Schools rally in Sacramento, and I had a sign. And it's kind of silly, but it's really true. It says, funding for books, not money for crooks. And I have it on the wall in my classroom. And it's just like, that's what it's what we're seeing. We're seeing a greedy oil war again. And, you know, kids are struggling. Classrooms are understaffed. Teachers and aides are not paid nearly enough. And our money's gone to two bombs being dropped on boats in Venezuela, and probably on the mainland soon.
The speakers asked for approval of a resolution opposing the recent military actions as soon as possible. Moved by the commentary, Mayor Kim Burgell responded by reading aloud Eureka's 2017 resolution called Affirming Human Rights, Inclusiveness, Environmental Sustainability, Affordable Health Care, and Religious Freedom. Burgell lobbied for sending copies of the resolution, which supports a broad range of humanistic causes, to government leaders.
You know, if this resolution, I know it doesn't talk about Venezuela and it doesn't talk about the crimes, but if this resolution was something that we could send, I would love to see us send it tomorrow to all of the government agencies that need to have it. Because, you know, frankly, all this divisiveness and hate is really boring, and it's painful, and it's hurtful, and it doesn't help any of us. It really doesn't help any of us. So that would be my thing, is if I would love it if council, or if, you know, we thought that this language was good enough or appropriate enough to send tomorrow, and if it is, let's send it tomorrow.
Burgell's suggestion got support from council members and a go-ahead from City Attorney Robert Black. Councilmember Katie Moulton recommended adding a letter explaining the context as the recent Venezuela-linked actions. With Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach absent, all agreed to send a copy of the resolution and the accompanying letter to leading members of the Trump administration and federal lawmakers. Later in the meeting, Councilmember Mario Fernandez asked to, quote, take what was proposed at public comment and have a resolution opposing the attacks on Venezuela come back to council. There was uniform support for that, along with Councilmember Leslie Castellano's suggestion to also support federal lawmakers' efforts to require President Trump to gain congressional approval for any further military actions. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.